thing that we could reimburse the county for, essentially.
So would the sheriff apply for it, fill that out on behalf of the county?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning I've got some personal property paid abatements, also known as personal property refunds. Abatement numbers 300225 through 300229. Let's see here, 225 was assessed for a 2014 Chevy in Missouri and South Dakota. No vehicle in DOR.
What?
Question?
I'm going to second.
I understand. I'm in our book, it's double assessed is the first one.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
It's all right. Do you want us to stay in the order of the book?
Or yeah, stay in order of the book. Okay. I can switch. It's not an issue.
Good, because I wrote Exhibit A on top of it.
I marked down and put A on the other.
Okay.
Okay.
First set, I guess, is the double assessed. I did not pay attention to which one I had in which order.
That's all right.
And abatement number is 203657. Value was added on the onto 16.000, but didn't get voided in 2017.
Off of the 001.
Mm-hmm. Right. Make a motion to approve Exhibit A, abatement number 203657, February 5th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And personal property paid abatements, also known as refunds, personal property refunds. Abatement numbers 300225 through 300229. And 225 is the 2014 Chevy in Missouri and South Dakota. 226 is double assessed on boat and motor in 2017. 227 is a taxpayer paid on leased vehicle in the assessed amount of the $79.60 for the 2017 Chrysler 300. DOR records show both are attached in their scans.
It was a leased vehicle.
It's a leased vehicle.
Same thing with the next one.
And then 8 is a leased vehicle. 228 is a leased vehicle. And 229, let me look at the first page on it. Taxpayer return form for 2017 with camper marked off and was charged for it.
Label Exhibit B with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B dated 2/5/2018.
I need to look at one.
I
second, knowing that the assessor's office would have checked to see that those were truly paid in another area. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's all I have for court orders.
Personal property add-ons.
Move to accept and approve the personal property add-ons for January 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Penalties and interest, Camp Barnabas.
I believe we received an email asking, because of weather, if that could be put on for next week.
Right. We can. I'm okay with
I'm
that.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
No problem.
Typically, does penalties and interest typically come straight to us? Is it usually presented by either the assessor or the clerk to be presented to us?
If they refuse to, then the customer has the right.
They do have, okay. That's all I did. I didn't know what the...
What I was told is everyone has a right to be heard. I don't know, does the county clerk have any input on that?
Well, the process normally is if a taxpayer receives a bill that they don't feel is correct, or they're over-assessed or double-assessed, or they believe that they're tax-exempt for that property, they have the right to be heard by the BOE, Board of Equalization, which meets each summer. That's their legal opportunity to appeal that. The second instance comes if an individual buys a property after BOE, and then they have a right to go directly to the State Tax Commission. If that individual does not exercise their right in either case, then they have a right to appeal to the County Commission. However, if they appeal to the State Tax Commission, they would be denied immediately because they did not go through the proper channels and appeal through the BOE, at least in the second year. I understand this is a two-year request, 16 and 17.
But all of that is in regard to assessed value, and this is penalties and interest.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it comes under 52240, so the customer would have to prove that there's a county error.
But again, that I thought typically it's always been presented, historically it's been presented by another office to the commission, not necessarily directly from the, but I could be wrong.
I have had an individual come to the commission, and the commission vote on the evidence that
okay.
he gave.
I was going to say, I believe
the collector's evidence also at the same okay. time.
I don't know that the assessor could waive any kind of penalties and interest unless he believed it was an erroneous.
No, they can't
assessor.
Waive it, but they can
give us input if it's an
error. Yeah, I thought that's typically how it got to us to begin with, though.
Normally, I think the taxpayer comes. A lot of times, a phone call goes to the commission.
No, it usually comes to the collector.
Or the collector's office.
Yeah.
Has brought it.
Historically, it's come through the collector's office. That's what I was asking.
Yeah. No, they contacted my office, and then I shared with commissioners about the phone call, and then I believe you received a phone call from another individual from the same company requesting to be heard. So,
if it were a county error and the collector felt that it was, she would bring the evidence forth and present it.
Okay.
And the reason I was involved is because they wanted to be put on the Board of Equalization for 2018, because they're still being assessed for that same property in 2018 by the assessor's office, who believes it should be assessed at least until it goes to the State Tax Commission and a clear determination as to whether they are tax exempt on this individual property. This is not all of the properties owned by this company. This is one individual property.
So he's requested to be on next week.
And then that's why I was contacted, because we're putting him on the BOE for 2018.
Okay.
Move to the table penalties and interest for Camp Barnabas to next Monday.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. bid award for Victor Church Road Bridge.
Good morning, Commissioners. This bid project is actually being overseen by one of our contracted architectural and engineering services, in this case, Grand River Engineering.
Great River.
Great River Engineering. Yeah. The Taney County Road and Bridge Department administrator had requested my assistance in handling the advertisement of request for bids. The bid process was actually handled and the specifications by that engineering company, but I did assist by helping them oversee the announcement process, the advertising process, and also receiving responses. Those responses I took charge of and brought in here with Mr. Hayes and with representative from Great River, and those packages were opened last week when the bid closed. They reviewed those responses and they're prepared today, this morning, to make a recommendation for award. I'll turn it over to Mr. Huff.
Again, we had reviewed the packages based on the documents. We award the reinforcing steel and beam package to VBROC Sales and Service, LLC.
Recommend for award.
With their bid of $37,597.79 and $113,378.60. The total being $150,976.39.
Were these two separate bids?
No, it was a total bid package.
It was broken up in their bid request. Okay. And
then is there a bid number?
I don't have that. I didn't get the actual bid package, so there's no actual number. I'm looking at what they had here, and it just has technical numbers on it. We're referring it in our file as the Victor Church Road Bridge Project. Materials only.
Move to award bid for Victor Church Road Bridge Project to VBROC Sales and Service, LLC, for a total of $150,976.39.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Field Dirt Agreement, Larry Anderson. And then we have another one with Mr. Rod Justice.
These for
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Yeah.
You guys don't have any problems with either one of them?
No.
Move to approve the Field Dirt Agreement by and between Larry C. Anderson and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Move to approve the Phil Dirt Agreement by and between Rod Justice and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Agreement for transfer station scale repairs. Accurate Superior Scale Company, number 18-009RB.
I have a letter dated January 29, 2018, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the agreement for the transfer station scale repairs between Accurate Superior Scale Company.